Sure.
It just, and we've been blessed with some great captains here over the years, the Jeff Hogans,
yes,
the
have.
Matt Ellis's, the Nathan Peaches, but this guy certainly falls right into that category. Josiah Didier, congrats on really what has been a really terrific season all in all. Yeah, tough first half, Joe, but what a second half, and it capped off with yet another win here at home.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. It's a testament to all the guys in that room, and the work they put in every day to get better and, just keep getting better the entire year leading up to playoffs now. So we're ready to go.
I do have a beef with you, though. That 2-on-1, why give the puck to Luff? He doesn't know how to score. You got that thing wide open, man. You're a guy that's, 16 goals in your career? Should have got number 17.
I know. I was just trying to throw it to the net. I think I closed my eyes. So, anything can happen there. It almost snuck in.
Well, hey, you know what? What a comeback. And that's the thing we were talking about, Joe. We touch on a bunch of topics. Don't want to keep you too long here, but the resiliency of this team all season long, the ability to come from behind in the third period, much like the parent team Detroit, from top to bottom, two teams that really, really were good in coming from behind to win hockey games.
Yeah, it's been great. It was fun to watch the Wings, come from behind. And, it's something we've been doing here all year, It's just there's no quit in this room. The guys give it every second, and, it's a testament to them. And, we're ready and do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Joe, you've seen teams like this before. You've got a pretty unique mix of veterans and a lot of young kids who really developed, it seemed like, this year, some of those high-end Red Wing prospects. Your feeling on this group, how it meshes together, with the veterans and the young kids, how this group is meshed together and how that will help you come playoff time?
Yeah, no, the group's come together. We've come a long way, since the start of the year. I think we've just, we've created that chemistry off the ice, and it's definitely translated on the ice, and it's definitely helping us win games and, having those big comebacks. We just want to win for each other and, do whatever you got to do for the guy next to you. And it's going to be fun in playoffs. We're excited. I think we got a great chance, and it's, we're ready to go.
Obviously, Michael Hutchinson's done a lot of good things this year. He's helped Sebastian. Can you, from what you've seen from, on the inside, just the way he's developed this year and kind of exactly what I think the Red Wings wanted to him, he just seems to be playing with so much confidence right now.
Yeah, Coast has been awesome, and I think a lot of that credit, goes to Hutch. Hutch, he's been around, he's very experienced, he's a great goaltender, and I think he's really taken Coast under his wing this year, and, they both put in the work together. You always see him talking, chatting, whether it's about equipment or, plays on the ice, and it's been fun to watch and fun to see him succeed.
Joe, you were obviously a big part of a Charlotte team that won a title. You know what it takes to the grind it takes to get there, and certainly there are some guys here that know full well as well, but talk about not that far removed from a Calder Cup in Charlotte. Where does this team stand? Certainly appears as though, and a lot of people around the league are looking at this Grand Rapids team as right there in the mix to claim a title.
Yeah, I think we got all the tools. We got all the pieces, and, I think it just comes down to, bringing it every single shift, every game, taking it one game at a time. I think that's the big key, and you can't look ahead to the next game. It's anything can happen, any team can do anything, so it's just focus on your one shift, your one play, make the right play, work hard, it'll all come together.
And so important too for those guys, and talking to Zarnik about this the other day, he was very open about it. He knows that there, some players might have a bit of a reputation of having spent a good time in the National Hockey League, then they come back down to the American League and compete for a Calder Cup, they don't have really don't put it all out there, if you will. But guys like Zarnik, no questioning that he's going to do that. Edmondson, same thing. Aston Reese, all the guys who spent time in Detroit. And that's really a difference maker right there, because you look at a guy like Austin Zarnik, he is a dominant player in this league when he's got his game going.
For sure. He's great. And, those is, I think, huge for us getting those guys back. They've been a huge part of our team all year. So I think having them in playoffs is going to be great for us. And, it's going to bring us all together. And, we all want to win, and we have fun when we're winning together. So that's what we're going to do in playoffs, and go as far as we can, and hopefully win the thing.
Griffin's captain Josiah Didier, who's been a captain 3 years in a row now, a couple years in Providence, now here in Grand Rapids. You've been around a lot of young players. Have you seen a team that has had as many young players develop and bloom as quickly and as well as this team has with Casper and Lombardi and so many Edmondson, etc.?
Yeah, no, this is definitely the youngest team I've been a part of. And it's been great to watch their development. It's every single young guy we've had, they're a huge part of our team, and they've developed so much throughout this year. It's the work they're putting in practice and behind the scenes that the fans and everyone doesn't see, and it's definitely translating over to the games, and it's leading to our team success too.
Well, I can't let you get away without asking you about the Pios, national champs again, and adding another one to their roster here. And Shai Booyam.
Yeah, you know, happy for Shai, and, you know, we're happy to have him here. You know, the Pio, Pio Nation, you know, it's the greatest program in college hockey, you know, and it's, you know, I'm proud to say that I went to school there, you know, and are a part of that family, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get the job done here this year.
And a Littleton, Colorado guy, you got to be a Denver, you got to be a Colorado Avalanche fan, aren't you?
I grew up one, yeah. Not anymore.
Are they going to win it?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Joe, thanks for doing this. And again, thanks for all your efforts, both on and off the ice. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here, and looking forward to hopefully the best yet to come now in the postseason.
Of course. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Josiah Didier, he is, well, we heard so many unbelievable things about